What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists don't love you. They're just obsessed with you. Yeah. Narcissists and love. But Lee, you can stop the video right there because narcissists don't love you and narcissists can't love. And they I get it, y'all. I definitely understand it. But here we are. So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure if you haven't already, check out my self-love journal on Amazon, Lee Hammack, I Love Me. A self-love journal helps you rebuild that self-love and authenticity after a toxic relationship, y'all. This is what it looks like if you're on YouTube. Self-love journal, check it out. If you already got the journal, hit me 5 stars on the thing if you don't mind on Amazon. Thank you so much. So truly appreciate the support. But yeah, y'all, yeah. Some narcissists do not love you. They are just obsessed with you. So many people ask me that question. Do narcissists love you? Can they ever truly love you? Is it ever real? Is it ever authentic? Y'all, I always ask people. I know people just always say, why do you answer that question with a question? Because I can't speak for everybody. So I ask people, how is that narcissistic person treating you? Are they treating you like they love you? Are they treating, like, put yourself in their shoes right here. Switch the positions up real quick. If you were treating someone else the way that your partner is treating you, your parent is treating you, whatever role they play is treating you, would you think that you love that person? Would you say, I love this person? If you were treating somebody else the exact same way that you are being treated, would you say, hey, look, I love this person? No, you probably wouldn't. There probably would be a question like, no, Lee, my behaviors show that I love this person. You see what I'm saying? The behaviors can tell you a lot about the situation. The behaviors can tell you a lot about what's going on. Focus on the behaviors, not the words. A narcissist, a damn near narcissistic person will tell you that they love you. They'll absolutely just say, hey, look, I love you. I care about you. You mean, I do this. I love. They'll say, I love you. They'll buy you gifts and things like that. But like, y'all, that is not love. Giving you a gift does not mean that, like, they'll give you flowers after they cheat on you. They'll put their hands on you and then try to hug you. That's not love, y'all. That's not love. Love is actions, not just gift giving. Love is an emotional connection. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes in these spaces. Like, ask yourself, are you being treated like you are loved? Don't hold out hope like this person is going to love me like they used to. Love bombing. Y'all think about it. Love bombing. When a bomb blows up, can you put a bomb back together that has blown up? I've never heard of that happening before. Just think about it. If you've been love bombed and a bomb explodes, you can't put that bomb back together. You can try, but it will never be perfect again. The bomb of love, once it explodes, it cannot be put together again. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you just can't. Once that love bomb explodes, I'm gonna do a video on that one, y'all. Love bomb explodes. You can't put it back together again. So think about it. If they don't treat you like they love you, y'all. Once they stop treating you like they love you, they start treating you like you belong to them, like they are obsessed with you. Like they will cheat on you, leave you for another person, and then refuse to let you move on to somebody else. I watched a video the other day, y'all. This guy, literally, and yes, women can be narcissists as well, y'all. We know that, but this guy cheated on his partner, right? Broke up with her. Left her for somebody else, then decided to just randomly pop up at his ex's apartment months later, a couple weeks later, and she had her friends and she had some dudes over there. And he lost his damn mind. He said, "Nah, babe, come out and talk to me. Come out and talk to me." They're like, "Dude, you cheated on her. You left her for somebody else. Like, what the hell are you doing here?" "No, she know what it is. She know what it is. We always got each other's back. We always there for." That's not love, y'all. That's obsession. They're treating you like they're obsessed with you. They're treating you like they don't want to see you with anybody else. They're not treating you like they love you. They're doing just enough to keep you there. They're doing periodic check-ins in your life to keep you there. They're breadcrumbing you. They're giving you intermittent reinforcement to keep you there, to keep you happy. They do little things to keep you happy, but not to keep you overall happy, not to keep you content. They do little things. Like, they'll treat you horribly. They'll go through a period of time, but they're doing horrible things to you. They're hurting you. They're harming you. They're emotionally abusing you. They're manipulating you. They're lying to you. Whatever it is they're doing to you. They do that for an extended period of time, and then they give you a little bit of love here and there. They'll do something nice to you. They do nothing. Narcissistic robot resetting. Yeah. Power back up. They do something nice for you, right? They'll do something nice for you. They'll do something like, they'll do that type of stuff for you. And that keeps you confused, y'all. That type of stuff confuses you. The same, I say, healing and harm come from the same hand. The same hand that they use to push you on the ground, they hold out to help pick you back up. The same person that is hurting you is the same person that's healing you. So they are just obsessed with you, y'all. You know what I mean? They really are obsessed with you. They stalk you and things like that. You know what I mean? And that's how it goes right there. They'll stalk you. They'll pop up on you. They'll pop up at your job. They'll pop up at your work and things like this. They don't want to let you go. They don't want to see you happy with anybody else, even though they don't want to. They don't want to treat you better. They just don't want to see you happy with anybody else. Like I said, you know, they just won't leave you alone. They'll blow your phone up all the time. Like, blowing your phone up all the time does not mean that they love you, y'all. They're just obsessed with you. You see what I'm saying? Blowing your phone up, stalking, following you online, peeking at your social media, even though y'all been broken up, even though y'all separated, even though you're not interested in them anymore. Just peeking at your social media, like hovering, like say in your stories, liking things. You mean liking your friends' stuff, watching your friends' stories and things like that, commenting on your friends and family members' stuff. That's obsession, y'all. That's not love. I know some people think they're like, oh, I still matter to this person because they're still watching over me. They're still doing this type of stuff. You know, I've heard of the narcissistic person playing like a victim and hiring a private investigator to stalk the victim. Like, the person has broken up with them. They've moved on. They're living a good life and don't have anything to do with them. And the person stalks them with a private investigator. Y'all, people are losing their mind. I know what y'all are going to say, y'all. Just because you're a hired private investigator does not mean that you are a stalker. If you are still with this person, or you still have some type of financial obligation, or some kind of, you having kids with this person, and this person is lying to you, manipulating you, being abusive or whatever, and cheating or whatever, yeah, it makes sense to hire a private investigator if you can't figure it out. But if you're just doing it just for the sake of watching this person, this stalking, you mean they really just become obsessed with you, y'all. They do anything but treat you well. They'll become friends with your friends. They'll become friends with your family members that they claim they never liked. They'll do things like this to show you to remain relevant in your life. They do things to remain relevant in your life as opposed to treating you better. You mean they'll beg you to stay. They'll do all kind of stuff like that, but they'll just refuse to leave you be. That's obsession, y'all. That is not love. You know, like I said, if you try to move on to a new relationship, or you are not even moving on to a new relationship, like you post something online where you're happy and smiling, they might be jealous of your life. They might be jealous of somebody else coming in there, swooping in and trying to make you happy. So that makes them just lose. Some of them will absolutely lose their damn minds because you're out here trying to be happy, because you're trying to live an authentic life, because you're trying to live a life of authenticity and happiness. They don't like that type of stuff, y'all. Their jealousy, their stuff, you know, I'm just telling you. If they do stuff like this, y'all, you know, if you feel like that this person will not leave you alone with anything for anything, like, that's just an obsession, y'all. They refuse to leave you alone. If you set boundaries, if you have filed a restraining order, if you do stuff like this, y'all, if you thought about getting a restraining order on somebody, that's not because you think they love you. That's because you think they're obsessed with you or they're dangerous as hell. You see what I'm saying? Love should not be dangerous. Love shouldn't be scary. None of that stuff, y'all. But it's easy to conflate it and for the situation to go like that, though. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. Like, some of them do not love you. Y'all, they're just obsessed with you. Obsession and love can look alike. You know what I mean? But they are not alike. They look alike, y'all. Obsession and love, they're not even fraternal twins. Obsession and love got different. Like, obsession is adopted. You see what I'm saying? It's adopted and it looks like, you know, it just happens to look be the same this had the same religion or something like that. And this is not in any way trying to pick it, adopt people have been adopted. You know, there's a bad, probably a bad analogy. But it's just, it's not like a personal adoption. It's like an adopted, like, if you, like, let's use the animal kingdom. It's like a duck that adopts a fox. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole different species. It's a, you see, imagine a fox swimming in the lake with ducks because he thinks he's a duck. You see what I'm saying? But this is a space out. Some of them do not love you. They think they love you. They'll tell you that they love you, but they do everything else. They just do things to show you that they're obsessed with you. Love is an emotional connection, y'all. It's emotional connection. It's emotional actions. It's not obsessive text messaging, calling, worried about you, stalking you, trying to control your actions, trying to control where you're going. That's not love, y'all. They have. There's a difference between sharing locations. It's okay to share a location with somebody, y'all. It's not okay to make you FaceTime or somebody make you FaceTime the whole time you were at a certain location at a certain spot. You know, that's not okay. That's obsession. That's stalkery. That's creepy. If you feel creeped out, yeah, it's not love. Anyway, but anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, y'all. I truly appreciate y'all being here. The first episode of my series, Waving the Red Flag, the live show is coming up this Thursday at, the Thursday, August 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune into the show. The first episode is about red flags. So if you want to send in your red flag story, send it to wavingtheredflagshow@gmail.com. That's wavingtheredflagshow@gmail.com. If you want to send in your story, you can send that in, or if you want to send me a video, you can send a video on Instagram or to my email asking me if this is a red flag. If you like have an idea, like, hey, is this a red flag? Send it to me in a video. Say, hey, Lee, whatever. And just say, ask your question about if you think this is a red flag of a toxic narcissistic person. You can send a video in, a voice note or whatever. Or you can send it on Instagram, mental illness as well. Just say, make sure you put red flag show. Thanks, y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind-the-scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks.